I think Israelis, like people everywhere in the Western world at least, are quite shocked and surprised by Trump's election. Israeli analysts and the media here followed the polls coming out of the United States that predicted a pretty clear victory for Hillary Clinton. And I think now it's sort of, at this point, it's wait and see. It's sort of amazement at the American decision. Our politicians, such as Netanyahu, sent, obviously, congratulations to Trump on his victory. And again, here in Israel, just like in other countries, the divide is along political lines, with the right being more conciliatory, more optimistic about Trump's positions, especially because he's spoken out so clearly in support of Israel throughout the campaign, compared to the left, which is a bit more wary of him. Although the leader of the left-wing party, Herzog, did congratulate Trump in quite a enthusiastic way, which I think drew some criticism towards him.
from his colleagues.
Yes, he seemed too enthusiastic in his congratulation of Trump.
Right.
For some of the left in Israel.
And what's the reaction of the Palestinians?
The Palestinians were not as shocked or as dismayed as you might expect them to be, given Trump's record in speaking about the Arab world. They do have low expectations from any administration in the United States, be it a Democrat or a Republican administration. The Palestinians haven't had such a good experience with the Obama administration over the past 8 years. They haven't achieved the progress or the breakthrough in the peace talks that they had hoped to achieve. The United States hasn't pressured Israel in the way that the Palestinians would have liked, and I don't think they had any more expectations of Hillary Clinton than they did of Obama. So it's wait and see for them as well. Some of the commentators that I've been reading have said that Trump isn't such a bad guy. He's just a businessman. He's not an ideologue. So we don't know where this will go yet. So Palestinians, it'll take much more than this to break them, I think. They haven't had this idealistic view of the Democrats. So this change isn't so shocking to them.
Do you think it will have any impact on the war in Syria and in Iraq?
I think it will have an adverse effect on the war in Syria and in Iraq. I mean, specifically Syria, because the United States is supporting the Iraqi forces sort of behind the scenes, and that might continue. But in Syria, where Russia has a very clear interest in preserving the regime of Assad, here Trump spoke out very clearly about cooperation with Assad, about the fact that maybe Russia should lead the way in its attitude in Syria. So if I were a Syrian citizen right now opposing the Assad regime, for example, in Aleppo, I would be very concerned with where this war would go and who might win it at the end of the day. It's still hard to see Assad taking control of all of Syria, but I think certainly America will be much less decisive than Hillary Clinton promised to be in allowing the war to end or in stopping sort of Russian aggression in Syria.
We know that during the election campaign, Trump expresses objection to the nuclear treaty that Obama signed with Iran, with other European countries. Do you think that he's going to change it or do anything about it?
I think Trump essentially is less interested in foreign policy than he is in domestic change. He did speak about foreign issues, and he did speak about canceling the nuclear agreement with Iran. But I think that's not one of the first priorities that he has. I think it's a very, very sensitive issue. And I think it depends very much on the advisors that he gets and what they say. That would be a dramatic, dramatic move to do that. And I'm not sure that that's one of the first things that he'll do, especially given the fact that so far the treaty seems to be more or less that the Iranians are abiding by the treaty. So in my opinion, if any change is going to happen, it'll only happen a few years down the line. After all, the treaty does give Iran a 10 or 15-year leeway before it's allowed to start producing uranium again. I think there's still time for Trump to decide on that, and that's not one of the first things that he's going to do.